Wandering in the Land of Tea. Moses, after saving Israelites from the state of captivity imposed on them by Pharaoh and his agents, was given the mission to transfer the Israelites to the holy lands of Syria and Jerusalem. The first town on their way to Syria was the town of Ariha. When they reached the spot where they could easily see the town, one of the people accompanying Moses said, "Moses, how can we enter that town?" Moses replied, "We should capture the town first."
"You mean we have to fight with them?" another man asked.
Moses said, "Of course, choose one man from each race and tribe and send them to the city to bring some information." Following this, 12 men were selected for this reason. They went to the town and after a little while came back to Moses. Upon their return, Moses asked them, "What did you notice and find out there? How did you find the town?" One of them replied, "There are many strong and powerful men in that town. It would be quite impossible for our men to fight and overcome them." Another man said, "Yes, they are much more powerful than us." Another man confirmed his words and added, "If we fight with them, they'll enslave our women and plunder our properties." "If we move towards the gates of the town, we can easily enter the town." Another man by the name of Hushai said, "Yes, we will be victorious." "You two are going to cause the death of all our people," one of them said. "As long as those strong, cruel people are in that town, we'll never get in and we shall remain here," another man said. At the same time, the first man turned to Moses and said, "You, Moses, you go there with your God and fight with them. We shall wait here until you return." Moses was very disappointed, so he rose his head and said, "My God, thou know that I cannot make anyone do what I want, and I have control on no one but me and my brother. I'm alone here, so thou shalt judge between this corrupt, malicious tribe and me." At this time, God sent him the revelation, saying, "This town is prohibited for them to enter for 40 years. During these 40 years, they shall wander about in this land. So do not feel pity for these corrupted and malicious people, and leave them alone." In this way, God condemned the Israelites to be wandering about that city for 40 years, so that those having weak and mean spirit among them would be destroyed, and there would remain only those brave men who would have the necessary potentialities to capture the promised land. During those 40 years, each morning they woke up and started to walk and do their daily tasks until night. But the next day morning, they found themselves in the same place they had started the day before. Many things changed during these years. Moses and his brother Aaron passed away in that desert. All the Israelites also died there, and a new generation under the leadership of Hushai the son of Nun, who was Moses' successor, and
and who took over after his death stepped in Palestine quite strongly and captured that land merely through their bravery and manhood.